Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Go on then.
Will you press start?
Well, I press start when you f***ing start.
I didn't know the relationship there. I saw you hovering over start, and I thought, well, here we go.
I've been recording for five minutes.
Start.
I was honestly waiting. I thought he's taking the piss here, isn't he? Trying to wind me up.
Leaving that in.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and happy Friday. Hope you're doing all right. All Saints Day.
Oh, what's that?
The 1st of November.
What's that?
Why we have Halloween.
What?
In religious terms, Halloween was invented because today is All Saints Day, it's all the good stuff. Yesterday was all the evil stuff.
I didn't know Halloween was a religious festival.
Yes, it was. Happy All Saints Day.
I thought it was pagan festival.
Did you know All Saints was a religion? Christian?
Yeah, what? Christian religion.
What is this, the day that Jesus put a pumpkin on his head?
It's called All Saints Day. It's where they all get together and
just
fucking...
when they all sort of went marching in?
Yeah, maybe.
I'd like to be in that number.
I think it was the when they all went marching in.
Is it egg?
Well, that's when they all got together, isn't it? So I don't know. Wow. Anyway, happy All Saints Day, everyone. 1st November. Dom's here. Hello, Dom.
Hi. Don't go chasing waterfalls either, whatever you do.
Oh, great. Joe's in the corner.
Just because it's All Saints Day.
We're all the saints here, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all the saints. Ethan James is here as well, of course. The greatest saint of them all.
I was telling McGrath a story yesterday how I had a coffee and I walked into All Saints, the shop, and I had a panic because the woman asked me if I needed any help. So I just looked at and walked out the shop because the caffeine and the anxiety was just far too much.
What do you remember going through your brain at that point?
Oh, it was just really... I felt a bit uncomfortable going in there and I just wanted an innocent browse, and the fact that she was asking me if I wanted to buy anything or have a look at anything when I really didn't want to buy anything felt that there was a breakdown in our relationship very quickly from the off.
But you were in the ladies section though, Ethan.
So what, you'd had too much caffeine and your brain just couldn't handle chatting to someone?
It just makes anything anxious. I had a coffee walking to the car the other day and I was just... It was making me think I was going to crash and die.
Do we quit coffee, maybe?
That's what the GP said.
Right.
You spoke to the GP about coffee?
She said that with my anxiety levels, I should stay clear from caffeine. And I said, I think I know that, and I give a few examples.
Do you get stuff like that, Dom? Because you're quite high on your anxiety.
Yes. Different coffee gives me different levels. You know, different booze gives you different levels of drunk. Different caffeine gives me different levels of anxiety.
Yeah.
Or bodily functions. Because instant coffee makes me extremely anxious and gives me the shits very quickly.
Instant headache for me as well.
Yep.
Instant coffee, instant headache. And that's the sort of stuff that you put just a little bit of water in, milk, yeah. And you sort of get them in offices, don't you? Instant coffee.
I think it's bizarre that instant coffee is more common than regular coffee.
Cheaper, isn't it?
But it is cheaper. I don't get how it's cheaper. Because to make instant coffee, a coffee company has to get coffee beans, which is the thing that is more expensive in the shop. They have to get them, grind them down, make a load of coffee, and then dehydrate it.
Oh, they probably splice it. You know that bacon comes with loads of water in it. The coffee grounds, they probably splice it with coke or methamphetamine or something.
Yeah, which is notoriously cheap. I don't get how they can get coffee beans, manipulate them, make coffee, dehydrate it, bag it up, send it out, and that's cheaper than just selling beans.
But you don't think they spread, say, 10 coffee beans further than any coffee bean could be spread?
Yeah, they'll probably have one bean that goes into the machine at the top, and then they just get all the dust off the floor and put it in, and then put food colouring in.
Just a That's dusty, so true.
It's a gravy granules. But I just don't get... Like, there's another thing as well that does my head in at the minute. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I noticed it again the other day. Me and Lizzie, last week when we were driving to the beer festival I spoke about on the live show, or the live stream.
Oh, immigrants. Was it immigrants?
No. What? No, of course not.
Was that not what we were talking about the other day?
No, we were talking about me going to that festival.
Immigrants.
We talked about tourists.
Oh, yeah. That must be another conversation.
No, that wasn't a conversation that we ever had.
Not in the car on the way to the Lake District.
No. Right. And we went, I want you all to guess, I went to the Starbucks. We stopped on the way.
Congratulations.
Ordered a coffee, went to Starbucks. Got a medium Americano.
Yeah.
And a small tea. The two of the simplest...
Who's ordering the tea?
It's expensive, isn't it?
Loser! What are you having a tea for?
What are you on about?
Just
oh yeah, like
just hot water, innit?
Like 4 billion people drink tea every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but you don't buy tea; you drink tea.
No, yeah, you
buy
just
tea.
Find tea.
It's like going to the shop yeah. and buying squash. Buying
what?
Buying a cup
just
of squash.
You work at places
it's like
you
if I went
squash.
To if like I went to Starbucks. Oh, have you got a cup of squash
Although,
for me?
Have you been to KFC and got the Roundtree squash?
Oh, no, is it nice?
It's lovely.
Right.
Anyway. Guess how much it was for a small tea?
It's expensive,
and a
isn't it?
Americano.
Well, I got a large iced Americano from Starbucks. So I'll just go in and get a large yeah. iced Americano. It'd be like $2.50 or whatnot. Because yeah. it's just an espresso shot and water from the tap.
Yeah.
$4.50.
Right, yeah.
So £8.
£7.10.
That's a lot.
That's
money.
For an Americano
Nuts.
With a tea. That's absurd. And the thing that I don't get is they are the biggest company buying the most beans, doing it at the cuttest price possible. In terms of like doing the bigger the scale, the cheaper things should be. How do they cost more for a coffee than a little corner shop?
They don't call it
that?
Starbucks for any no reason.
Very nice. It doesn't make sense. Like little bespoke coffee shops cost £1 less than the major chain that's meant to be cheap. Like imagine if McDonald's cost twice as much as a pub burger.
You'll hate this. You know the place I quit after 2 weeks the other week. Guess how much the flat white was.
If it's any more than £3.40, I'm fuming.
£3.99.
What?
Absurd.
For a flat white?
That's absurd.
For a little bit of milk and a espresso? Fuck.
That's absurd.
Hell.
Indeed. It's because you're past the barriers, you
but
see.
You can't go back
to the train station.
When you go into a pub, a Foster's is cheaper than a sort of craft ale. And that makes sense. It's made in smaller batches.
I thought you were saying Foster's is cheaper than a fucking iced Americano.
Well, it is in some places. But how is that possible? Why is Starbucks more than the little mom and pop shops?
Because they're greedy.
It's disgusting.
They just want more money. Also, on the tea front, when it comes to caffeine, I didn't realise tea has pretty... Is it sort of the same amount of caffeine in as a coffee if you leave the bag in there for a while?
It's a different type of caffeine.
It can get you going, though, can't it?
It's a slower releasing caffeine, so it's better for you.
Do you like the caffeine hit that a tea gives you?
I never have enough tea. I think, as far as I understand it, tea and coffee by weight, a kilo of tea leaves and a kilo of coffee beans, the tea has more caffeine in it.
Wow.
Make a cup of tea, you use about a third of the weight of tea as you do coffee. So in a tea bag, you've got like 5 grams of tea. To make a coffee, you're using about 15 grams of coffee.
You know,
so a cup of coffee has more caffeine than a cup of tea, but by weight, tea has more.
You know what I've got into recently again?
Self-flagellation?
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey. Now, how are you supposed to drink Earl Grey? Has it got milk in it or sugar?
I do
or?
Take milk in my Earl Grey.
Do you take milk?
It makes it a bit creamier.
Do you bring milk? Do you have
I just get my nipple out and squeeze. They go, do you want any milk? Do you want me to leave the bag? And they go, just a second, please.
Yeah.
And then spend a minute like lactating myself over the counter.
Whatever the dark, fudgy, yellow liquid that comes out of your nipples is.
It's actually just the skin cells around bursting, so the water and the liquid's coming out of my skin cells
It's basically mitochondria, isn't it?
Yeah,
pouring it's cell walls.
Have you ever had red bush tea?
My mum loves a red bush tea.
I bet she does.
Because it's naturally caffeine free, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, I bet she does?
What do you mean, I bet she
red
does?
Bush!
What are you bringing in?
Hey, Ethan, red bush.
Oh yeah, Kate Bush.
No, red.
Oh,
red bush.
Yeah,
have you ever had red bush tea?
I don't know what that means.
We're trying to find a naturally decaf alternative to tea and coffee.
It's spelled like Rue Boys.
Rue Boys.
That new person they've put on Manchester United.
Here we
the
go.
Head of it. The head of it.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Yes, see?
He doesn't sound like
listen.
A red bush
Dom's,
tea.
Dom's trying to get into football. Jay from Stretford
Ruud
Paddock.
Ruud van Boys has been,
no, he's not
been made the head of Manchester United.
Jay from Stretford Paddock, who's been on this show, of course, as well, came in and spoke to Dom yesterday. And Dom knows that the United manager had been sacked.
He's now Van der Targ.
He's not called Van der Targ.
And they've replaced him with Ruud Boys.
Yes, sexy.
So
Ruud
he's trying
Boys.
To get into it. He's doing well, isn't he?
Yeah, can you name five Man United footballers, past or present?
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
Correct.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Thierry Henry.
Nice.
Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
Alan,
a striker.
Alan Shearer.
He fired him into the back of the net, didn't he?
David Beckham.
David Bentley.
Yeah, that's good.
That's five, isn't
that
it?
That is really good. I mean, yeah. Thierry Henry's not a United player.
Alan Sugar is the former owner of Amstrad and the person who runs The Apprentice. But he's not.
But you were close.
You're not far off.
You were close.
Well, I'll give you a first name, you give me a surname. Just
okay.
The first thing that comes to your head,
right,
but it has to be a footballer. Okay,
good.
Gary.
Lineker.
Very good.
That's not bad.
Sergio.
What?
No.
Sergio.
Sergio. Joe. What's that? Is he? Is he? Does that hell stuff now?
Yeah.
What?
That's
what's he called? That Joe. What's he called? He's very annoying. Joe Wicks. Sergio Wicks.
Sergio Wicks. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Yeah. Cristiano.
Ronaldo.
Of course.
Brilliant.
See, I know that one.
And what about...
Mason?
Mount.
That's a cut. Anyway, I meant
allegedly.
Mount.
Yeah, Mount.
Allegedly.
Something wild happened to me today. Have you ever lost keys?
House keys. I lent mine to you on a night out and I haven't seen them since. I don't know what you're doing with them.
What? House keys, car keys, have you ever lost your keys?
Have you ever loved and lost
somebody? Let me tell you this story. I was boyfriend of the day last week.
Fair play. I
didn't win an award, but, you know, Becky, his cars were struggling with a battery. So I went and got it fixed, right? Wow. Went up to Norman. What a funny name for a nice mechanic, though. Lovely guy.
What's funny about that?
I thought he was going to be called something like Dave or Jason.
Kenny.
Yeah, Norman. Lovely lad. Lovely guy.
How old was he, 50?
Norman's 56.
Yeah.
Norman...
He knows exactly.
Took my car in, 2 hours... Fixed Becky's car like that. Happy days.
Wow.
So then I got home, and then a couple of days went by. Becky went, oh, brilliant. Thank you for sorting the car. I'm going to drive it now. Where's the key?
Ah.
Boyfriend of the Day award went flying out the window I couldn't for the life of me remember where the key was.
So you've driven it home?
I've driven it home. So I've gone back in the house.
It has to be in the vicin.
It's nowhere to be seen. I have looked everywhere for this key. And she's going to drive it on Friday to the Lake District. So there's only one thing for me to do.
Why's everyone going to the Lake District?
It's a lovely place, great place.
It's nearby, isn't
it? I had to get a locksmith involved.
No, you didn't. Find the key, man.
I couldn't find it anywhere.
A carsmith,
yeah. Called the locksmith. I said, listen, I'm struggling here. Can you help me? How much is a new key?
Well, a call out's £70, isn't it?
How do you know this guy's call out fee?
Well, I know locksmith's call-out fees.
How?
Because I've lost a key when I used to live in Lewisham and I had to climb up the back of the house to get in.
Did you manage that?
I genuinely climbed up a drainpipe. I was ecstatic with myself.
I can't imagine that, halfway up a drainpipe.
Neither could I.
Wow.
But there I was, scrambling up.
Through a window?
I got in through my window because I always leave my window open because I like it being chilly in my room.
Stops the boils.
Right, so get
I
this.
I think you've got to be at least 90 quid here.
100 quid total.
140 quid for a new
key.
It was a fucking tricky because he was like, I could do you one for 100 quid like you just suggested there, but it would just be the key. Do you need the little, you know, the little pads so you can open and lock it without pressing, just by pressing the button?
Tell us.
Yeah. So I said to Becky, can I just do the cheaper one? She went, well, no, you've lost the...
Yeah.
You've lost the full shebang. I had to pay 140 quid. The guy was called Eek. That's funny, isn't it? Like, Eek. Like he was trying to scare me. Eek! So Eek rocks up.
Everyone's name you encounter. Just,
Eek rocks up, right? And he pulls up on our road. And as he opens the door, he's like, whoa, 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 no, 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 no. And he's stunned by something. And I was like, what's up, mate? You're
and then he obviously went, Eek!
Eek, Eek, what's up? And he went, and he pointed, and what he pointed to was a grid on the floor, like a drain.
Yeah.
And he went, I can't park anywhere near here, right? Which is strange, isn't it? But I don't know if being a locksmith has created internal anxiety that he dropped stuff down the grid. So he was like, I can't park anywhere near here. So I was like, fucking hell. So he drove a bit forward on, opened the door, whew, like that. I couldn't see a grid anywhere. Weird that, innit? I thought, what's going on? Anyway, he comes out, I say hello to him, make sure all is well, and then, as he says it's going to be half an hour to fix the car, he slides open his car door, which is one of those ones that go all the way like that.
Yeah.
When I say Joe, the entire contents of his van fell on him.
Really?
I mean, he was covered in keys. He was like, he was like, loads of keys. No wonder he was scared.
Did he know, do you think?
I don't know if he knew, but I was like, what's going on here?
Did you not ask him why you don't want to park over the grate?
Because he says because you drop stuff down it. especially if you pack your van like that, so all the stuff fell off.
You just open the door and just slam it, just throwing the keys in as quick as possible.
I think it's because he knows that the key's going to fall on him every single time.
Yeah, every single time. It must happen every single time.
What business model that is, him just getting covered in keys.
That's his USP. He's like, he kind of moonlights as an entertainer as well.
Yeah, anyway, he sorted it like that.
Did it?
140
like that. I say it like that.
Well, it wasn't like that, was it?
He took all his keys up.
Yeah, hours of work. It's a pretty good job.
You're going to find that other key at some point.
Yeah. I know I am, but then we're going to have two keys, so it's not too bad, is it?
That's true.
They both still work, his and hers.
How do you make a new key for a lock that you don't have a key to?
So, I think he smashed the window. No, he somehow got into the car.
Somehow.
I went inside. He said, I'm going to be 40 minutes here. So I said, you do you. I went for a shower.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's probably made another copy for him.
It's only a little Nissan.
So if he comes back to steal your car, or you have to be on the hair out for like loads of keys falling on the floor in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the classic unmistakable sound of 2 dozen keys hitting the pavement and some of them going down a grate.
Shit, every fucking
time. And then, are you selling your car, by the way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why do you want to buy it?
I'm in the market.
What? How much?
We're looking at one of the most unreasonable price points of all time. I want a second. Lizzie's got her car that was hers when we met. I've since passed my driving test. I'm insured on her car, but just too often she needs it for work or so I want to get a little beater, little £1,000 piece.
When you get a car, can you drive me around, please?
What do you mean drive you around?
I like being driven around.
Here's
like
an idea, Dom. Learn to drive.
Well, no, it's expensive.
Have you ever had a driving lesson?
No. I'd kill someone. I'd just run someone over.
On purpose?
Accidentally or on purpose.
Which one?
Well, I'd just be like that driving, and I'd just go, you know what?
Yeah,
and then just hit someone.
Do you ever do that in traffic? Think if I just went
exactly
bang now,
exactly,
it's all done, isn't it?
Well, I would just do that.
I always say this to Lizzie. Do you know when you're like, let's say you're waiting one side of a parked car's either side of the road, you're waiting, there's people just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming and they're taking the piss. I want a car where I don't mind just pulling into them. And if we have like a 20 mile an hour collision, fuck it. And I almost think with this car, it might just be my crash and go car. Because if someone's taking the piss or someone pulls out on me, gone are the days where I slam my brakes on and everything goes flying forward and my eyes feel like they're coming out of my head. I'm just going to smack into
people. Can we go on a road trip where I take lots of drugs in the passenger seat and we stop places and then you get a bit annoyed with me and then we go home and it's really comfy, but then we get lost a bit and then at night we have to cuddle for warmth. And then I try and sort out the engine, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I put like swamp water in the oil bit, and then it's making that sound where it's going down the road like an old like 1920s car.
And then it's a big
adventure.
And all the wheels will just fall off and
boom. And then it goes boom.
And then just smoke coming out everywhere.
Yeah, and the doors go.
And loads of keys go everywhere.
Yeah.
Ethan, how's your car doing?
I was driving down the motorway the other day in my little Mini, and I was just thinking, God, this is mad. 70 miles an hour. Mad. How do people do this? I could just do anything right now. What if I just fainted right now? What if I just swung the wheel to the right? Everything I knew and everything that's built to this moment would have just ended. And that's going to happen many more times when I get in the car.
Do you think you'll ever do it?
I don't think...
Make sure you're exclusive.
I was thinking this.
Patreon exclusive.
I was thinking... There's no fear with that, though.
With what?
With what?
Just driving into the side of the road.
I think there is, yeah.
There's more fear doing more daring things, like jumping off stuff or whatever, but just quickly going like that.
But you're not guaranteed to die, though, are you?
Well, I don't know if I want to die. I'm just saying in terms of doing some of that risks death.
Can I say something mad?
It
might not be mad. Going down a 40-mile-hour road, 40 miles, feels quicker than driving 70 miles on a motorway. Thoughts?
So you think doing 70 miles... What?
Doing 70 miles on a motorway...
Yeah.
It is all right, but when you get up to 40 on a 40, you feel quick.
Yeah.
It feels quicker than the 70 miles.
Yeah.
Because your brain's like... Do you agree with me, Ethan?
No.
What?
No, I...
Sometimes it's not like a... It's not a motorway, so it's like houses are next to you.
Yeah.
So you ramp up to 40, you're like, this is wild.
You know what I'll give you? I'll give you 40 in the countryside or 50 in the countryside.
That's one thing about the Lake District that I wanted to mention, actually. And it's just generally the countryside. I love how, like, when it's outside, generally outside housing, if there's traffic light, if there's street lights, 30 mile an hour road. If it's a school, it might be a 20. If you're on, like, a sort of car park, it's a 10, whatever. If you're on the motorway, it's 70. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll be on a dual carriageway with bollards down the middle, and it'll still only be 60. And then, for some reason, there's just this weird middle area where you can be on a narrow road with no line down the middle.
No
that's,
line.
That's just hedges either side, windy as hell, you can't see where you're going, 60 mile an hour speed limit. It's like they just went, it's the countryside, just go as fast as you want and no one minds.
We need someone to text in about that.
What's that about?
Who made this law? Because it is terrifying.
We were in Cumbria, on these roads, you can't see more than 30 yards ahead because you're literally snaking like that with bushes everywhere. And Range Rovers are coming the other way at 60 miles an hour. How is that the speed limit?
I was in the countryside maybe a year ago with my friend that I did tour with. And we went to take drugs in this house with that old woman who I was supposed to see.
Did you ever see her?
No, Judith. Poor Judith.
She did?
I was texting her, but no, she works at a community college. She got the mansion, but her husband left her. He works at Cadbury's, I think, in IT. And still needs to go, but me and my friend stayed in the cottages there and took mushrooms. Very strange mushrooms, aren't they? I don't think I'd like them at all. And then I had a go at him because he kept talking about his ex-girlfriend, and then we had a fight, and then we made up.
But how intense was the fight?
Well, I can be a complete arsehole when I drink.
No way. No.
And especially if I drink, I forget that alcohol affects me differently, different things I drink. So if I drink vodka, I end up in hospital. If I drink whiskey, I get very angry. So I was drinking whiskey and I got very angry. I said, stop fucking playing songs about your ex-girlfriend in the car, then talking about how it reminds you of your ex-girlfriend. Get over it. He didn't take that very well, and obviously. And we were in a pub, and we kept going to this pub, and they were paralytic, like, old men in this pub. And we go, oh, he's had a bit to drink, hasn't he? He's falling over. He can't even bloody talk. And then we go out and sit in the beer garden, and they come out of the pub. And they come out of the pub like an hour later, and they couldn't walk. They were like meandering all over the place, falling in the road. And they just go into a big work van and just fucking drove down the road. And it wasn't just one person. It was like two or three. The paralytic had just getting into the cars.
And that's who you're driving the other
on
way.
Those
60 mile an hour
bananas roads.
If anyone at home knows this, why is it that the British Transport Police, or whoever it is who sets these limits, decided 30 for pedestrianised areas, 70 for motorways, and then the most dangerous of all roads is somehow 60.
I tell you what feels very quick in a car, going 70 in a children's school zone.
That's not ever meant to happen.
No, it would feel quick, like.
Yeah, and yeah.
Feels quick for the kids.
What have you been up to, Dom? This is Dom's Diaries episode.
Oh, yes.
Did I hit that jingle?
Right. What have I done this week?
What have I done this week?
What have I done this week?
It's a diary.
Diary.
It's a diary of a freak.
Of a freak.
I've made a new one.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, it's the common
Make thing. A new one, though.
Yeah, but this one's great, isn't it?
Right. You said you'd already made it. Was that a lie?
It's not as good as this one.
Right. Does it exist?
Yeah.
Promise?
Dom's Diary.
Play it.
It's on my laptop.
Yeah,
and I told text you has it, and I've got the laptop.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry, Dom, what have you been up to?
I think I might have mentioned this, but I don't know. I went to, you know how I said I had a breakdown at that little coffee booth? Afterwards, after I was sobbing, I thought I need some kind of art or literature or beauty or music or something just to remind myself to keep going, remind myself that there's light or art and beauty in the world. So I was walking up the road and lots of crackheads going around and then pigeons and, you know, those pigeons with those gammy feet.
You know
why they get those gammy feet?
It's
because they stand in their own feces for so many months or days or whatnot, and their feet just gets diseased. Imagine just walking around with a disease for all your life and just looking for scraps on the floor. That's what I feel like sometimes. I feel like my whole body's a diseased foot, and I'm just looking around for scraps of pennies and pound notes for the casino.
And affection?
Affection.
Well, I try and get that off you, Ethan, but you always reject me. I came across this bookstore. And it had music, classical music playing on the outside of it. I thought, here we go, I'll go in here. And on the front of the bookshop was a sign with an iPhone but a cross through it.
Oh, nice.
So you weren't allowed to use phones.
You could use Android. Oh, no. No phones at all.
No, I don't think so.
Huawei?
Whoa.
They spy on you.
What about a Google phone?
Yeah, the Pixel.
Anyway, I walked in and I thought, this is Bach playing, and I felt a bit better because I knew
who's playing. Bach.
Bach. Bach.
Who's Bach?
Johann Sebastian Bach.
Now that is his full name, I know exactly who he is.
You don't know who Bach is?
Do you know who Bach is?
Bach is pretty big.
You fucking stupid.
No, he's not. Give me one of his tunes. You know Bach. You do know Bach.
He's literally one of the most famous composers in history.
Yes.
Give me a song that he did.
Here's one for you right now.
We cannot pretend to lie.
Here's one. I'll give you one now. I'll play
it. It's not copyrighted, is it, Bach?
One of them.
No, it's all 500 years old.
This recording's from 500 years old.
Can we play this?
Bach is...
No idea who this is.
Mozart, Bach, Beethoven.
I don't know Mozart is. I don't know Beethoven. They're good gear. This guy is shite. He's shite. Ethan, you don't pretend you knew who he was.
He's shite. He's one of the most transcendentally brilliant men ever to have lived.
Yeah, he is a bit.
And also he had 21 kids from one woman. Two women.
Baller.
Oh, two women.
He taught them every day.
Right.
He went to church.
You'll know this, you'll know this.
Just play fucking Toccata and Fugue.
I know that one, yeah.
One of the
when
most...
you like getting in a bath.
It is, to be fair.
You know that.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
old,
a good one, that.
Cello suite.
So that's Mozart.
No, this is Bach. No,
Bach.
Oh, right. Should have fucking said. I would have led with that one.
Well,
you led with shit one. You led with shit one. You led with.
What
anyway,
can I say?
This one.
Like a horror film.
You're all like. Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah.
Like a horror film.
Did he write that for a horror film?
Yeah, he wrote. No, he wrote it for Frankenstein.
He wrote it for fucking Saw 3. That's what he wrote it for. He lives in LA, actually, and he's part of Balenciaga and those pizza parties.
Yeah.
And he's voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's it.
That's who he is.
He was on stage with Trump the other day.
Yeah.
Right, so Baha, Trump rally. Baha.
No,
Baha's playing.
Bach.
Bach.
Baha.
It's like that, yeah.
I'm actually losing a bit of my mind.
Right, so you're in this thingy, you're in the library, Bar.
I wasn't in a library, I was in a bookshop. Baha's playing, and then we had to get him off because everyone's wearing MAGA hats.
Yeah.
And pumping the fist to Baha.
YMCA.
And what I'm saying is there's this very beautiful woman at the desk.
There's always something sexually
I didn't say there was anything sexual about it. But I was there in my boots and I felt, you know when you feel so bad that kind of anything goes. And
I love that.
I'm almost at my best personality when I feel my worst. I feel my funniest and I feel my most dangerous and most like willing to do things. Yeah. So I'm very confident with women when I'm sad as well, because I've got nothing to lose. So I was like, hello, can you recommend me a book? And she was showing me a book, and she recommended Alan Bennett. And I said, no, I don't really want to read Alan Bennett. And I was then looking for the books on the floor, and I felt pretty cool, just sat on the floor in my dirty coat and my boots. And I said, oh, I'll get this German short stories, because it'll be good, because it's German. She said, oh, are you German? I said, no. And I said, what's your name? And she said, Nelly. Oh. That's a lovely name. And then she said, do you want a piece of fruit? My dad says people should have a piece of fruit with their books. And I said, well, vegetation hasn't passed my lips in about a month, so it would be good. And she laughed, a little tittering laugh. And I thought, We could be in love. We could in some perfect.
What fruit could she have pulled out to cement the fact that she was coming on to you?
Passion fruit.
She gave me a banana.
Oh, I bet she did.
But then in my brain, she gave me a little map. Just a bit of information about the shop and put it in this book. And I thought, please, Lord, in all his mercy, have her have written something on there.
Little number.
But no.
Right. So obviously.
So I'm going to burn the place down.
No.
Hey, what composer would be best for that? Dun, dun, dun. Who's that?
I mean, a Tchaikovsky might be nice.
Or Prokofiev, I think.
Oh, you can't say that. Cut that bit out.
Just obviously, I'm just asking questions here. A man with dirty boots and a dirty jacket, clearly struggling with life, potentially stinking of maybe sour milk from the coffee machines, etc.
I did smell of coffee and dirt that day.
Coffee's not bad.
Walks into your place of work, and you offer him free food. Do you think she maybe thought you?
And I didn't go with her book recommendation either.
Yeah. But do you think she maybe she thought that you were sleeping rough, and that she thought she was helping out by giving you a bit of food?
Possibly. It was the first time I've eaten a banana in probably eight years.
Sat cross-legged.
Sure, you've not had a banana in 8 years.
No, I've not eaten fruit for many a moon.
Why?
I don't know, it just doesn't cross my mind.
Sometimes when I'm eating fruit, I love fruit so much. Sometimes when I'm eating it, especially, do you know when you're getting that summer slice? That stuff that actually tastes like proper fruit. None of this stuff that's been in a nitrogen-filled chamber for 2 months. Like the summer fruits. I'll be eating it and I'll just start laughing uncontrollably.
You're a fucking some kind of cherub or something.
Because I can't believe
I'm gonna hire a group of men to beat you up.
No, you're not. Because I can't believe how lucky I am to get to eat this perfect earth-grown, just like,
you're such a sap
thing.
I'm gonna ring someone up later on and go, right, in summer, wait outside his house and wait until you see him eat some fruit. If you see him smile or anything like that, don't break any of his bones, but really fuck him up.
Yeah.
So he's not until he's not smiling anymore.
In fact, put the cantaloupe that he's eating in a sock and
beat him throw lots of large vegetables and fruits at him.
Yeah, gorge on.
But what about Ethan, because he's a fruit boy?
But
you buy fruit, don't you, have it most nights for tea?
Oh, well, fruit and yogurt now.
You still doing that Alpro and stuff, yeah?
I've been a bit unhealthy recently, Joe. I've been eating out with you and other people, but fruit and yogurt, the Alpro yogurt, so you have no reactions. It's incredible stuff. The vanilla one I've just got onto.
What were you having before?
Just plain yogurt.
Okay. I prefer plain to vanilla.
You get someone to beat him up?
Oh, it's out of date today, actually. I need to get onto that.
That's boring. Don't, no.
I don't know why I'd get someone to beat up Ethan. Joe's too happy, that's Joe's problem.
I'm not always happy, just sometimes...
It's only when he's eating fruit.
You know, when you eat that perfect slice, and you just think, how can Earth have brought us such perfection?
Also, how can Earth have brought us those parasites that burrow inside a child's eyes and eat them and make
them
blind?
Yeah, but I haven't got loads of them on a skewer eating them, have I?
No.
I'm eating a cantaloupe, mate.
What was your other thing you were going to tell us?
So I might go back in there and give her a book of Raymond Carver short stories and go, there you go, Nelly. Read those. Get your lips around that. Get your eyes around those.
She'll say, don't want me to pay for this? And you'll go,
oh, no.
Not on your Nelly.
Yes.
I'll go,
get out!
I'll go, not with money.
No, don't say that.
Oh, God.
You need to, because you're not quite at your wit's end as you were that day.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So you might go in now. We need to almost prep.
You're on the antidepressants as well.
So how about, let's do a little bit of role play.
I think,
here.
Okay, yeah, okay, really, go, really go. Role.
So you're you.
Yeah.
Joe is Nelly.
Yeah. Right.
And I'll be your
It's a hard leap of imagination.
No, it's not.
I'm finding it hard as well, actually.
Yeah. Imagining me as me.
It's tough. You never know quite what you're going to get.
I'm just like a phantasm.
I'll sort of tap in if you get it a little bit wrong. Okay. So the aim is you're going to go in there, you're going to share a book, and you're going to potentially ask Nelly on a date.
Right, okay. So come on in, Dom.
Ding, 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 ding.
Did it have a bell? Did it have a bell on the door?
No, it had music playing. That's about to start.
Yeah, I know, they're not playing Back on Fucking Loop for 2 weeks.
Oh, Mozart's playing. Hi, Nelly.
Oh, is that what this shit is?
She's not like that. She's a bit more feminine than that.
I love Mozart. Isn't he brilliant?
Wow. I kind of like him. I don't like his piano sonatas, though. They're a bit shit.
Yeah. I prefer his cello work. No. Nice to see you again. Shake your hand.
Oh, right. Yeah, nice to see you.
What can I do for you today?
Well, last time you said that you liked, well, you hadn't read Raymond Carver, so I brought some Raymond Carver in.
Michelle,
even though she. Oh, hello there.
Look what this kind gentleman's brought us.
Oh, he's a dirty boy, isn't he? He's covered in shite.
Michelle, he's brought us a gift here, Michelle.
Oh,
I've not brought you both a gift, I've just brought you a gift.
Ah, see, Michelle was working that day as well.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah.
What's he got me?
I don't know. There you go, Michelle. There's your book there for you.
Oh, I hate books. I don't know why I work here.
Sorry, I'll take that back. There we go. Michelle doesn't like that.
What was for you?
For me? I'll take it.
Open up, he's written something inside.
what will it say inside?
Your skin looks nice to taste.
Oh God.
May I taste your skin with my tongue?
P.S. I'm talking to that banana in your hand.
I'll have a bit of that, actually.
Michelle? Michelle? We might want to call security,
press
Michelle.
Press
that fucking button.
Press the button.
He says I love the way your skin tastes. Michelle, batter him, Michelle.
I'm going to have nightmares about this role play.
No, it sounds lovely. So you need to ask her out.
Oh, right,
before things get too...
After all that, I've seen this is going very well. Could I possibly buy you dinner, maybe?
Oh, yes, of course, Dom.
Where do you like to go?
Especially if you give me a hardback.
Well, I just gave you a hardback.
No, like a sexual term.
Oh, I'm incapable of having sex. Is that a problem for you?
Fuck it then, I'm out. Michelle, you can have him. Can't do out.
Oh, I only like a big boy who knows how to use it, so you can fuck off.
Okay, this was a really, really enlightening, enriching experience for me.
So that's gone well?
So... You know how they say if you're doing a performance or something, you should visualise it very positively beforehand?
Yeah.
This has been tremendously unhelpful.
Has it?
Well, yeah, because if I go in there now,
I'll just be imagining
Michelle going, he looks like he's covered in shite.
Yeah.
Then I'll say,
that was bang up.
That was coffee grounds.
And then I'll think of you saying, oh, it looks like she might have given you some food because you look homeless coming in off the street. And then
I just wanted something. I wanted a hardback from you.
And then you saying, press the button. Can we get security?
It's not gone well, has it?
And Mozart playing as well.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's not going to be Bach every day, is it? But here we go now. So what you've experienced there, though, is worst case scenario.
Yes. Yeah.
So now anything is a positive. Yeah. I think you've got basically what we've done there. And I did this on purpose. Is you said at the very start of this, you're at your best when you're at your worst. So we've lowered your confidence there so much that when you go in there now, you'll be fine.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'm putting too much... She's so nice, though, that... Oh, I'm getting a little walrus moustache. I quite like the walrus moustache.
Do you? She's so nice, though, that what?
That I think she must have been snapped. She's snapped up. She's been snapped up.
Yeah.
You know, the good ones have all gone.
Before I move on to one of the things that I want to talk about, did you say you had one more thing to tell us from Dom's Diaries this week?
The head of the writing course has taken me under his wing.
Nice, I like
this. He sent me an email saying, I would like to talk about your writing because you have obvious talent. His words, not mine.
Okay. And what piece did he read to lead him to this bit?
One piece about a Bacchic orgy party in ancient Babylon, where there were lots of one-eyed dogs, and one of the line which made me laugh quite a lot was I was making notes from the character. He's making notes. He said, "Must acquire more one-eyed dogs, and be careful with when going through the dogs to pluck their eyes out because some of them shut one eyelid to try and get away with not having to to try and dupe you into thinking that they've got one eye, and then P.S. they're known for doing this."
Do you ever write anything that's happy and like joyful?
So he read this about you having an orgy party back in the Babylon days.
Can you imagine? Give us a guy having this lined up of dogs, and he's going through to pluck their eyes for a stew or something, and then there are some dogs like pretending to show one eye. So they can look like they've got one eye and they're like looking really nervous. P.S. they're known to do this.
So he texts you going, obvious talent.
Oh, that's so funny.
So are you meeting up with him? He's going to...
Yeah, on Friday, yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to... He said, we'll try and make the most of your time. And they've also got a Paris trip coming up in January, but I want to go, but also we'd probably be sharing rooms, and I can't share rooms with 18, 19-year-olds. I snore and make loud noises during the night. And I famously wake up like I'm being born into, like, the void. So I scream a lot when I wake up. So I'm not sure it'd be very good for the other children.
I think you should
young
go.
Young adults.
I think you should go.
Will you come?
No, I'm not invited.
Why won't you come with me?
Because I'm not invited in any way.
But you can come on your own accord and I can meet up with you. Joe and Dom in Paris.
Send me the dates.
We can eat things there.
I'd love that. That would be nice. But I don't know if I can because I'm going to Athens in January, so I can't.
Why are you always on holiday?
I don't know. You should definitely do that, though, I think.
Yeah, so the guy can take you under his wings. Where can you go with this course, then? What's the idea like? You're going to write a book?
I think I've got a novel in me one day. I think it would be very...
What would it be about?
Abrasive, I think. I don't know. I was thinking about someone who's a bum and then he changes his life completely to earn money and get a career and things. And he really tries really hard for about 20 years, but in the end, someone just takes it away like on a whim and he has to rediscover himself because all what he's been working towards has been a lie. I think that would be a good theme. But I wrote this poem the other day about this guy on a council estate, like having a knife fight in his kitchen.
Who with?
Well, he just went mad because I remember being in year 10 and a guy coming back over the weekend saying, I was fucking mad because, like, we're in his kitchen and we all did this coke and then this fucking guy got this knife out and was just fucking dancing around, like, pretending to fucking, like, jab us with his knife. And he was really, really
year
excited.
10.
Yeah, yeah. Like, jeez. Girls were always talking about being fingered in bushes and stuff like that. And I always used... Because I was really cool, you see. So they come back on a Monday and all the girls would be sat on tables talking about, yeah, he, like, fucking fingered me in this bush and then he, like, came like a volcano. Oh. And then they had all these texts going around school like this guy was coming like a volcano. And I used to just sit in the corner and any time they'd laugh a bit, I used to go... Oh, it's really, he goes, shut up, Dom, shut up! Shut the fuck up, Dom! What are you laughing at? And I just laughed quite a lot.
Were you laughing sarcastically?
Yeah,
laughing?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like when the people were playing on the AstroTurf and I'd stand outside the gates and going, yeah, nice! Handball, that's handball, that! If they're just like kicking the ball around. People didn't like
mad.
That.
Mad. Have you ever come like a volcano?
No, right. What have you been up to, Joe? I'm not hearing that. I don't want to know.
Oh, me? It's hit me in the face a couple of times.
Right. What is my only story of the day is everyone's weird new obsession with roller rinks. Over the last, I say, year, there has been three epic roller rinks opened in Manchester. A new one has opened today at the Trafford Centre. One, do you know anyone who roller skates? Two,
no.
Would you ever go? Three, why do people think we're obsessed with it?
My breasty ex-girlfriend from last year was a roller rink enthusiast. I used to go to the little open plan thing near Manchester Uni and she used to rollerblade around and then sit on my knee and she was very sweaty in her crotch.
I've never done it, but I used to play roller hockey. I've told you about this.
No.
Remember at school?
What?
There's like a 6 to 8 month period where some of the naughtier kids... This was a primary school.
In the
school,
early noughties?
I think. No, I don't know when it was. Secondary school, must have been. Yeah, it was secondary school. Where after school on a Monday, we got to play roller hockey for 2 hours.
No way!
It was so fun. So you got to put all the pads on. We got little sticks. You got the roller skates on. And we just learned how to, like, rollerblade, go around in circles, doing, like, little crossover steps and stuff.
Can you still rollerblade?
I don't know. I've not done it since.
Because don't forget, it's the time coming up now, heading past Christmas, where the ice rinks will be open, the roller skating rinks are open.
Yeah.
Balance isn't my main attribute.
No.
I'll make that decision for myself, even.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
If I go ice skating, I need to hold on to a penguin.
Do you float if you're swimming? Are you good at swimming?
Do I float? Yeah, I don't sink.
Are you good buoyant? Are you buoyant?
Yeah, I'm good buoyancy, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't...
No, my head's too heavy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Drags the whole body down?
Well, no, it's just his head at the bottom like that.
My head's
like the Titanic.
Have you seen those pictures of porpoises asleep and they're just like upright like that?
You know those wooden birds that drink water and it goes like that? Where the head comes down and they bounce back up. And it's like me, but the head stays down.
He can't get his head off the floor. It's really sad, actually.
It's sad. Yeah, yeah. Are you good with balance, Ethan? Are you good with roller skating, ice skating?
Roller skating, I remember. You've jogged a memory.
That's good.
That's nice.
I remember as a kid, what we used to do is, because all the kids on the street at the time, when I was younger, were girls. So I used to hang out with girls all day.
Nice.
And what we used to do was make dance routines in our roller skates and show them to our parents to get them to watch up the track.
How have we never known about this?
What?
You were in an all-female roller skating dance troupe.
Well, like, I remember, what's the song going, does he wash up, does he wash up?
What's she called? Alicia Keys, not Alicia Keys.
Alicia Dixon.
He does nothing. The boy does nothing.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. I was the boy who does nothing, and I remember I'd roll through the middle and I'd do a little.
Do you remember any of the dance moves?
I just remember utilising the drive and almost forming a catway with our bodies.
A catway?
Catwalk. Walk for models.
Catwalk.
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 Yeah.
The walk for models.
Yeah.
So how many of these dances do you think you put on over the years?
Well, we used to do that, and we used to make perfume.
What?
Rose petals in water in a bottle, by the chance.
Yeah, lavender.
We did that, yeah.
Yeah, all that.
This was always like growing up with sisters. I did a lot of these things, to be honest with you.
Who brought you, like, who made you want to do this? Did you have a stepsister at the time?
No.
Just him and the girls on the street.
Making perfume with the girls,
I remember the name of my perfume.
What was it called?
It was Ickleberry Incense. I don't know what that means.
Ickleberry Incest.
Incense.
It's a bizarre memory how that's came back. I have no idea how that was there.
Did it smell nice?
Like lavender and petals.
No, you don't have to say lavender like that. Lavender shouldn't be a 5-second word. Lavender.
You've took me to the field here.
Yeah.
And do you remember sticky weed?
I do remember sticky weed. It was very good. Sticky bombs, we used to call them.
Sticky weed.
Throw this sticky weed at people. It's a plant.
Yeah, we
and
did that.
It sticks in people's clothes and stuff. So you just
throw stones at people as well.
No.
My brother got a stone in his eye. His eye was bleeding. We thought he'd go blind.
Oh, bloody
hell. Did you grow up in ancient Sumeria by any chance?
Why didn't you just take the stone out of
his eye? We used to throw water bombs at these orphans across the road from the alleyway as
well. No one said orphans for 100 years.
And they used to come out on roller skates, coincidentally.
The orphans would come round on roller skates.
Are you having war? What are you talking about?
What game did you grow up in where.
So you'd love water bombs and they just sort of appear.
Orphans, assemble!
Yeah. These five or six orphans.
They're coming at you on a roller skate.
It's because we did it a lot. They used to have big parties in there. In their big garden, and anytime we'd hear the music play from down the road, we'd go, the orphans are out, and we'd get all these water bombs and collect them in a bucket of water, and from the alleyway across the road, used to chuck them, and then the music,
it's never good when he laughs with
the music,
the music could go silent, and they go, and then it'd all come out.
Really?
It was very, very fun.
And you get chased off by them?
Yeah, we used to throw water bombs at Fat Chris's house as well.
Who's Fat Chris?
The guy that's tried to bum me when he was about 9, because his dad used to be the porn purveyor of the neighbourhood. He had this big case of... He used to be the guy for the neighbourhood that used to, like... You know, when you used to get chipped PS1s and things like that? He used to be the guy that sold copied games.
Yeah.
You get a copy from Fat Chris's dad. But he also used to sell porn DVDs as well. So we'd go in his house, we're about 8 or 9, and we'd get all these porn DVDs and put them on. And then he tried to bum me when he was, like, incensed by this. And they locked the door, and I couldn't get out. So we pelted his house with water bombs filled with toothpaste for many weeks. Wow. They go, I'm calling my mum. Go ahead, call your mum.
I nearly started a war at Becky's mum and dad's house when we had the we're moving on.
Not even asking.
So we're being bummed.
Yeah.
We had this. We're trying to fill up this paddling pool, so we had this really long like hose pipe, that went all the way down the garden to where the paddling pool was, and it wasn't working. Abby, who was in charge of filling the hose pipe up, was holding the hose pipe there like that, and I said, "It's not working, Abby. Stay there. I'm going to try and fix it." I ran all the way back to the, you know, the start of the hose pipe,
the
fucked
tap.
About with it, the tap, fucked about with it, turned it on. As soon as it came on, the power was unbelievable, and Abby's only thing to do was point it at next door's garden, and they were all out. They were all out. Okay, whoa, what's going on?
Well, you pointed at your garden.
She's only a four.
She's four.
The power was so hard.
I thought you said she's only a four. She's only a 4 out of 10.
The power was so hard, she had to point it upwards and let it go.
She did everyone's
garden. We used to throw water bombs over the shed at people sunbathing.
How many water bombs have you got?
We used to get water bombs all the time. And we used to lock Fat Chris in my mum and dad's bird shed and throw seeds at him.
So we're all...
Who's Fat Chris?
Well, you...
A poor, poor misunderstood boy.
Fat Chris
He got
is...
a gastric band bypass the other year. And he lost loads of weight, and now he's really fat again. So he beat the bypass surgery.
He beat the band.
Yeah.
That's fucking impressive, beating the band, isn't it? I didn't know you could beat the band.
Yeah, he beat the band.
Right, everyone, happy Friday. Hope you have a lovely weekend. By the way, if you're watching and you're not subscribed to the Sloppy Joes, make sure you hit the subscribe button. We're on the road to 10K. We've got 2 months to try and get to 10K by the end of the year. We'll have some incentives to try and do that soon as well. Prizes and stuff like that. Joe, thank you very much.
You beat the band.
Ethan, cheers, mate. Dom,
bye.
Thank you as well.
Bye, everyone.
Bye now.
Bye, Ethan.
Ta-ra.
He beat the band.